Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
This is Business Rockstar.
Hi, I'm Ken Rakowski, and you're listening to Business Rockstars, connecting you to everything entrepreneur, from starting to growing to funding your business. We're here to help you do it and making sure you know you're never alone. Now, the whole idea of Business Rockstars is this. We realize that at times you feel like you're alone, or you're laying around at the middle of the night saying, hey, what do I do? What's the next step? We're here to help you with those answers by bringing you people that have done it themselves. Our website's businessrockstars.com. We're streaming the show live right now. Just go to our site, see what's happening in the studio by going to businessrockstars.com. We'll talk about how to create a community of entrepreneurs. To me, building a community of like-minded people that are going through the same situation, how do you do that? And also, what's going on with equity crowdfunding? This is a big deal starting in 2 months. In 2 months, we'll be able, being you and I, invest into companies as if they're like going to the store, like getting a credit card. You could buy it, bam, you're an equity owner. Vincent Bradley's going to join us, so we'll dive into that. Lots going on. Like I said, businessrockstars.com. It's pretty amazing if you go back to what Ellen DeGeneres has done, being a stand-up comedian, now, of course, having one of the top-rated afternoon talk shows out there. She talks about the importance of the idea of integrity.
When I was younger, I thought success was something different. I thought, when I grow up, I want to be famous. But my idea of success is different today. And as you grow, you'll realize definition of success changes. For me, the most important thing in your life is to live your life with integrity and not to give in to peer pressure to try to be something that you're not. To live your life as an honest and compassionate person, to contribute in some way.
To be real is what she's saying. To make sure you are staying true to who you are and the people that are around you. If you own a business, if you run a business, if you're part of an organization, you need to be true to who you are, to be real to what you believe. You can't go out there and compromise things that you feel will affect you. You have to be real. And this is the idea of owning that business. The reason why many of us leave the jobs we're at is we feel our personal integrity has been violated. We've been asked to do things that go against who we are. So if you're in that situation where you say, you know what, this isn't me, this is not what I'm supposed to do, these are the things that go against the grain to who I am, that's when you go off and create your own thing. Integrity is all around the idea of making sure you stay true to you. To you. So if you constantly ask yourself, I don't feel like I'm honest, not just to myself, but to the people around me, big red flag. And the red flag is this, it's time for you to say, what's the next plan? What's next? So I always look at where you're at now and where you can be. And the question is, where you're at right now, is it the right place? Does it enhance what you're doing? Do you see yourself as somebody that adds to the system? Do you see, especially if you're working for a business or a company, do you see yourself as part of the team? Do you see yourself as somebody that's adding to what's going on? Are you part of that mission to move forward? If you answer yes, great. You got the right job, the right career. But if you start seeing cracks in what you're doing, where you're not really seen as a voice, or your ideas are accepted, or you're somewhat of a wallflower, and you're not really recognized or seen, you may not be in the right place. Because that means your integrity of what you are, the ethos of what you are, could be in jeopardy. And if you are in a constant challenge of what's going on with you, it's time for you to find what's right for you. a good reason to build a business. Many of the people that I've talked to over the last several years that have gone off and created their own thing was because they felt like they were in the wrong place. And not just because they didn't have job satisfaction. It's because they felt their personal integrity was violated. Either the company wasn't doing things that they accepted, company wasn't growing in a direction they hoped when it came to being good for the environment or being more consciously capital of a company, conscious capital focused, very much like Whole Foods. They needed something more. A lot of millennials go through this. So within that time parameter, they questioned themselves and they went off and created their own business. So very simple question. Your integrity, is it in place every single day? Do you walk out going, yes, I've done something that's good for the business, myself, and the community? These are really, really deep questions that you need to ask yourself on a regular basis. Are you at a good place when it comes to your anything? I mean, often we even question our own personal integrity when we tell somebody, you could call it a lie or a stretched truth. When we mislead somebody in business, you question your own personal integrity going, I've done something wrong. Well, it's the same thing if you work for an entity that is not really focused at you as part of the team. I've gone through this several times. Creating environments that may have not been the right environment for certain employees that would even come up to you and go, hey, this is not my focus. This is not my core integrity. Like what? What's wrong with this? Well, either I've heard this before, how about this? You're not a B corporation. B corporation is very interesting, where it's a benefits corporation. Or you're not giving back to the community through some type of cause-based environment. And I respect that, especially amongst millennials that really want that calling, that are driven by that. So there are certain things you can fix inside your business that might be a value to your younger or more consciously recognized employees by creating an integrity-based program that might meet their needs. So you could fix that. But if you're on the other side, it's time for you to go off on your own and create your own business, and which of course is our sweet spot. We want to help you do that. And by doing that is you create a business with integrity as its core, within its center, meaning your mission, your vision, your values have integrity, conscious ideas, focus, and meaning. Wouldn't it be great? Everything that you personally believe in, nothing that's shallow, everything that's got depth. Your business is driven by what you have as your core integrities. That'd be a dream to work for, right? Well, you can create it. Meaning you're good to your employees, your team, your partners, your customers, the community, society. So the idea of this integrity is a big bubble over everything you want. Building a business with that at the core, amen. That's where not just you will really grow, but everyone around you, because you will hire and bring on like-minded people that are just like you. Integrity. Integrity in business. It's so important. See, I think the reputation of the people in your business around integrity are important also. What's their reputation? How have they built people around them? How are their relationships? When you bring them in, you want to make sure they match the integrity of you and the organization you have. So I run an organization of about 2,000 people. And every week we have so many people that want to join the organization. Let's call it a membership program. And the first thing we question is their integrity. Are they who they say they are? Can they represent the organization in a positive way? Are they someone that will spread the word of the organization and people will respect that because their integrity is high? So I have that privilege and that freedom to be able to do that. You can do that when you own your own business because you will hire people and partner with people and work with people of equal integrity. It's a great, great place to be. So as you as an entrepreneur right now, you're questioning yourself. One, do you like who your customers are? Two, do you like who your suppliers are? And three, do you like the people you work with? If all are yes, 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 great. But if you start questioning the integrity of your customers, Maybe your customers are low integrity, negative morals, people you don't want to deal with, but they're your customers. Get out of business with them. Same thing when it comes to your suppliers and the people you buy stuff from, you work from your landlord, yep, the people you run from, to the people you buy products from. If you don't like their integrity, you got to find something else. You got to work with somebody else. And then, of course, the people you work with. Yeah, slow to hire, fast to fire, right? You find the people that are in there because their integrity, if it's not equal to yours, if it's actually a negative integrity basis, it will affect your business in a massive way. You need to make sure you question, scrutinize the people that you're working with. Integrity. What a strong, powerful word. But that word is the core of you. Question your integrity and validate that you are at that point to where you are in a comfortable place because you can be who you are with your integrity intact. Fair enough? Awesome. When we come back, building a community for entrepreneurs. Wherever you're at, whatever city throughout the United States, do you have a community that's all around the idea of like-minded entrepreneurs? We'll find out more. And of course, at any point in time, give us a call at 855-ROCKSTAR, 855-762-5782. We are here to help and also drive you to a whole new level when it comes to connecting you to everything entrepreneur. I'm Ken Rakowski, Business Rockstars. We'll be right back.
I'm Mike, entrepreneur and founder of Rib Tea. I always had a tough time finding undershirts that not only fit me right, but also stayed tucked, felt great, and of course, didn't break the bank. That inspired me to create Rib Tea. Disrupt your wardrobe with Rib Tea undershirts. Find them at ribtea.com. That's RIBBEDTEE.com. While you're there, grab the top 10 rules to buying and wearing undershirts guide for free. Rib Tea undershirts are a new breed of undershirt that meets every guy's needs. Like our Evo Tensile undershirts, they're close-fitting, soft than silk, cooler than linen, and of course, have a stay tuck design. First impressions are so important for entrepreneurs. How you wear your clothes can say a lot about you. Rib Tea is that small change in your daily routine that will make your clothes look and feel better. Hello, skin. Meet comfort. You deserve a better undershirt. Rib Tea undershirts and t-shirts are made in America and offered at a great price. Disruptor of the undershirt universe, changing your life one undershirt at a time. That's RIBBEDTEE.com. Rib Tea.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I love my Craftsman tools, but so do my kids and my neighbors.
I told Brendan, when his Craftsman tools disappear, come see us at Ace. We've got Craftsman hand tools, power tools, accessories, mowers, everything.
Ace is the place with a ton of Craftsmen. Ton as in a lot. We've never actually weighed everything.
Now through Monday, come in for the Ace 4th of July Craftsman sale and get the best prices of the summer on select Craftsman products. Offer valid at participating stores. Store stock only. See store for details.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370. I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Org.
This is Business Rockstars.
It's Ken Rakowski, Business Rockstars, coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. We're here to connect you to everything as entrepreneur, from starting to growing to funding your business. And understand, this is not a West Coast Central or centric show. We're not talking about what's just going on this side of the country. It's about entrepreneurship, and entrepreneurship is everywhere. And it's growing like, I would say, a great party. It is. Everyone's celebrating it. What are you laughing at? And Amanda Brinkman's joining us, and you understand this whole idea of entrepreneurship probably better than anyone, right?
I have great respect for entrepreneurs, absolutely.
Well, are you an entrepreneur?
I am not an entrepreneur. I'd call myself an intrapreneur.
I think you are, actually.
Yeah, I'm in the corporate environment, but I'm always kind of creating creativity from the inside out.
So you have to be in an environment that allows someone like you to create stuff without putting up too many parameters.
That's correct.
Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. Plus, I think you have to really advance your mission and bring people along. You know, I think a lot of times corporate environments will say that they want that kind of change. They want that kind of innovation. But it's a lot easier once you get there to kind of, if you bring people along with the mission and the vision, it's a lot easier to get the organization to move.
Yeah, that makes sense. So you come to us from what part of the country?
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So, Minneapolis, Minnesota, which, by the way, is a pretty hot entrepreneurial city.
Absolutely.
It really is.
Yeah.
3M, which Minnesota Mining Manufacturing Company, I think we just call them 3M now, right?
Yes.
They have something called the 15% program. Mm-hmm. Are you aware of this?
I am.
Oh, okay. So what they do is they allow the employees, the people there, to create their own ideas that benefit the company 15% of their time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great idea. So it's very entrepreneurial.
Yes,
concepts,
absolutely.
Right?
You have to have those kind of programs that really, you know, kind of stir up that innovation and encourage it, I think.
So tell me real quick about the business you work with. You look at always helping entrepreneurs,
yes,
right?
So I work at a company called Deluxe, and we've been around since 1915, and we have been in the business
100 years.
Uh-huh.
You
of helping
great.
Of helping, I haven't worked there for 100 years.
Okay.
We've been in the business of helping small businesses and financial institutions be successful for 100 years. And our legacy is really in the checks and the printing and the form space. But over the years, we've really evolved alongside the small businesses that we serve and now offer them a full suite of marketing services as well.
Got it.
We really noticed that small businesses were struggling with the marketing piece of it. Very few entrepreneurs get into business for themselves because they can't wait to build their website or
they don't want to do that.
Figure out
SEO. Someone else do that, right.
So we love partnering with them so that they can focus on doing what they love about running their business.
But this is not why we're here, right? We're here because you have found a way to be part of this awesome community to help and tell the stories of what's going on with entrepreneurs.
Yeah. So as we were celebrating our 100th year last year, we wanted to do something that turned the spotlight on the kinds of businesses that we love working with every day. And so rather than making a video about ourselves and our legacy, we decided to turn the spotlight around and go across the country and tell the stories of 100 small businesses. And so we brought that together through a documentary series called The Small Business Revolution.
Okay.
And we used both film and photo essays as a medium to tell those stories.
What a great idea.
Thank you. Yeah, we're very proud of it as a movement.
Because you're telling the stories about the people that are making it happen. And theoretically, you're helping yourself out too, right? I mean, it's a message within a message.
Yeah, I think if we can reinforce that Deluxe is in the business of helping small businesses, and on our way to doing that, we're celebrating small businesses, bringing them attention, that's a win-win.
It's kind of like a Red Bull really showing off what they're doing when it comes to extreme activity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Without saying Red Bull all over the place,
right?
So this process, you started this, you incubated it internally inside your business. How long did it take from the idea to reality?
About a year. The production schedule kind of, we released it during our 100th year, which was 2015. So we probably started in the summer of 2014, really getting serious about the idea and really planning which small businesses we were going to help and how are we going to do the production. Again, we told some of them through photo essays and some through films. And so it was really about figuring out that production calendar ahead of time.
And the companies that you picked, tell me about them. How did you know who they were and why were they featured?
Yeah, so we originally started with employee nominations because we really, when I talk about bringing people along, we wanted employees to really feel a lot of pride from this program. Mm-hmm. So we started with employee nominations, and then it was really important to us to have a lot of diversification, not only across the country, but the kinds of businesses we were featuring. We didn't want them all to be restaurants or retail stores. We wanted some to be, a watch repair shop and an ice cream shop.
A real business.
And we really wanted to celebrate the diversity of ownership. The diversity of gender in owners. And so it was really important for us to have to tell that tapestry story across the United States.
How many have you done so far?
We launched all 100 last year.
So you're like Netflix. Binge it, right?
Well, we rolled it out throughout the year. It was kind of an always-on celebration. And the social engagement has been phenomenal. Facebook has really emerged as the one social channel where people are engaging with these stories. And the advice from the small businesses that we featured is really helping the entrepreneurs that follow us and follow the small business revolution on Facebook.
So tell us about some of the stories that you saw that were surprising. Let's first talk about the ones that just stuck out.
Yeah, so one of my favorite stories is about an equine therapy ranch down in Austin, Texas.
A what?
Equine therapy. So using horses to help children who are either struggling with autism or depression.
Oh, wow.
It was very, very moving. It's called Spirit Reigns. And what was so great about it is, as we were telling this story, she now has a tool to be able to use from a fundraising perspective and to spread the word about the great therapy she's able to offer people around Austin, Texas. And so that felt really good to us, that we were not only celebrating her and applauding her, but we were also equipping her with the ability to tell her story in a larger way.
So how did somebody like that get selected? I mean, it's other side of the country for you guys, right? Mm-hmm. Was that from an employee?
No, that was actually from someone on our film crew. His wife used to work there, and so it was very important that we find all of these really, really unique stories. Part of it is Deluxe works with 4.5 million small businesses.
Yeah, I got a huge database.
We could have. And so some ended up being Deluxe customers, but that wasn't the kind of the leading indicator in sourcing these stories. We really wanted stories where we had an emotional tie to them. And when you heard the story, yeah, you couldn't wait to celebrate them and feature them.
Do you ever see this becoming an actual TV show?
Well, actually, this year we're evolving it into a web series. So one of the things that we found last year as we were going across the country is that nowhere are small businesses more under siege than in these great small towns. And so we wanted to go in this year and help one small town really revitalize a couple of small businesses and their main street to really celebrate the importance that small businesses have in small towns. And so we're going to be investing $500,000 in helping revitalize one small town's main street. And so in January...
Have you selected the town already?
Well, we are in the process of narrowing it down.
Okay.
So in January, we asked people to nominate their favorite small town. And we were so moved by the overwhelming number of nominations. And I think it's because we all have a small town that means something to us. Either if it's where we're from or our spouse or our parents, or even if it's just a place that we like to visit. We all have a small town that means something to us. So we received over 9,300 nominations.
Almost 10,000.
Yeah, they just poured
in. That's mind-blowing.
Yeah, it was. We were really excited about it. And so now we're going to be narrowing it down to about three finalists.
Three.
And then during Small Business Week, the first week of May, we're going to launch mini documentaries on those three. And then we will ask the public to vote over a one-week period for their favorite one. And then this...
That's awesome.
Yeah, oh, thank you.
I can't wait
to
hear more about... Hey, when we come back, I want to talk about the common theme that you saw throughout all these stories, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Something that was a common for all entrepreneurs, what they went through. If people want to find out more, what's the website?
Smallbusinessrevolution.org.
Okay, and we'll find out exactly what do all entrepreneurs have in common throughout this whole program that you guys put together. I'm excited to find out about that. And also later on, equity crowdfunding. It's going to be red hot in May. How do you get ready for it? Vincent Bradley is going to join us. I'm Ken Rakowski, connecting you to everything entrepreneur right here on Business Rockstars.
If you're heading to Vegas or planning a trip soon, do something special. Now with Dream Cars Las Vegas, live like a rock star and cruise the strip in style. Dream Cars Las Vegas is number one for exotic and luxury car rentals. Drive an awesome quality exotic like a Rolls-Royce Ghost Bentley convertible, the James Bond Aston Martin Virage, Ferrari California, a McLaren, and more. Exotic luxury has never been so affordable. No one can touch our low rental prices and the best customer service in town. We offer complimentary shuttle, delivery and pickup, and no security deposit charges. Live your dream with Dream Cars Las Vegas. And mention Business Rockstars Radio for a special discount. Call today, 877-759-3732. That's 877-759-3732. Or visit DreamCarsLasVegas.com. 877-759-3732.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, Staples brand bubble roll is buy two, get one free. Staples, make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery and all the paperwork. Paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
This is Business Rockstar.
Business Rockstars coming to you from Los Angeles, California, focusing on everything when it comes to entrepreneurship, from starting to growing to funding your business. We're here to help you do that, connecting you to everything that's entrepreneurial. If you miss anything on the show, just make sure you go to our website, or, of course, we have a great podcast over at play.it. Ben, one of our rock stars here over at Business Rockstars, puts that stuff together every single day. He is amazing. Amanda Brinkman is joining us, and you're a storyteller.
I think so.
You like that?
Yeah.
I know Deluxe is your company, but you're a storyteller. You went out there and you captured life's moments and you've put them out there for people to watch it, and it sounds like they've fallen in love with it, right? Again, the website is?
Smallbusinessrevolution.org.
And this took how long for you to put this together?
So it took a little bit over a year to really do all of the production. But at the end, we were really trying, when you talk about storytelling, we were really trying to create a movement. You know, we felt like if we could tell these stories of entrepreneurs, that we could urge more people to support the small businesses in their communities. And, you know, when you hear the story of a small business owner, you feel compelled to support them because now you've literally put a face to a business. And you know that you are potentially supporting your neighbor. Maybe their kids go to school with your kids. Maybe they live down the street from you. When you see that, you want to support them and help them be successful.
But you realize that I know that you work for a company, but you did a very entrepreneurial thing. You went out there and you casted the story, you narrated it, and you put it out there for the world to judge. And you've got great feedback.
Yeah.
This is your idea, by the way. I know it's about the we and not the I and the team. There's no I in it, but you were kind of the mastermind behind this. Take some credit.
Okay. Well, I'm very proud of the idea.
I know you are. I'm proud of your team, but congratulations. Yes. Good job.
Thank
and your
you.
Team really helped you make it happen.
Absolutely.
Right?
I've got an amazing team. I mean, a lot of this was about how do you bring it to life in social. I've got a great social media director, Heather Riss. Some of it was about how do you bring it to life in earned media. Cameron Potts really helped with that. So there's all sorts of people.
How big of a team?
Working on this project, there's about seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
Can I ask you what your budget was for this?
You can, but I can't answer it.
No.
Well, here's what I will tell you. So, you know, while this was something we were doing to celebrate small businesses, it really was our way of trying to also kind of advance the brand awareness that Deluxe works with small businesses. And so one of the bets we made, we have a very small budget that we invest in brand awareness at Deluxe. And so when we look at, we took our paid media budget, which was already small, and we cut off a portion of it to invest in this content. And that was a big bet because we're already eating into a budget that was pretty small already. But the return on it through earned media, through social media, was about 12 times what we invested initially.
Now, you and I get this, but if you're working with a century-old company that's got very legacy way of thinking, okay, for them to understand what earned media is and how there's a value behind that, because everything's bottom line for most businesses,
mm-hmm.
right? What are we making?
Mm-hmm.
What are we in the red or in the black? Did they see, and I hate to bring it down to numbers, did they see not just earned media, but earned business?
Yeah, one of the things that we're trying to do with this is it's a longer term strategy. So while Deluxe already works with 4.5 million small businesses,
huge.
We do really great work with them. We have very low brand awareness that we do that piece. People still know us as the check company. And
right.
so, you know, one of the things that we're trying to do is go on this journey slowly. We want it to be an authentic celebration of small businesses. So this year with the web series where we're going into these small towns, we will be showing Deluxe working with the small businesses within that town.
You're doing branded integration is what it's called, right?
Right, yeah. So you're going to see Deluxe helping them with a new logo or their marketing. Still storytelling, still very authentic, still about helping. But you can't possibly watch one of these episodes and not get that Deluxe does small business marketing.
Suggestion, by the way, there's a guy named George Vachor. Do you know who he is?
I do not.
He's been the last showrunner for Extreme Home Makeover.
Okay.
Right, you want to watch what George does because he assembles all these people. Branded integration is very important, by the way, what you're doing, because that's kind of where the extension comes from, where people go, oh, I know what Deluxe is. I didn't know that. Hey, so you interviewed all these people. You looked at all these stories. Was there a common thread throughout everything?
There were a couple. The one was really the sense of community. When we would talk to people who owned a diner or it was a family practice, a doctor office, people love that there is a sense of community. Again, that these are their neighbors, that these small businesses are bringing people together. So we love that sense of community and how important that is, especially in these small towns. When you think about how there's a lot of big box retailers moving in or national chains, like I said, small businesses are really under siege in these small towns. And these bigger box and national retailers can't create that same sense of community as a small business can.
But most of these businesses, they've been there. Were they brand new or did they had some legs?
We also had diversity across that.
You
know, we want to tell stories of third-generation business owners,
and
we wanted to tell startup stories.
Family.
Because as you can attest, entrepreneurs come in all shapes and sizes. And
they do.
Brand new and, you know, lifelong entrepreneurs.
And again, I want to go through this process because I want people, of course, to go to the site, watch what you're doing, pay attention to what's going on with the new content. Was there anything that was unusual There was a surprise. It was a great story down in Texas you told us. But was there something where you go, wow, I didn't expect that?
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, sometimes when we would be talking to people, we were really surprised by how emotional they got about their business. And again, we wanted to do this to celebrate them and the tenacity and hard work it takes to be a small business owner. But it was just so moving. I didn't expect how moving it would be to hear these entrepreneurs talk about it. I mean, when I work in a corporate, you know, job, you love and you live and breathe what you work. But that's not the same as when, you know, if you don't make, you know, you won't make payroll, or you can't pay your mortgage, or, you know, you're very reliant on it. We work with Robert Hirschevac from Shark Tank. He's been a great advocate and partner.
How did you connect with him?
Well, we actually, as a part of the Small Business Revolution last year, we not only told these 100 stories, but we did a capstone longer form documentary, about 22 minutes, that told the overarching point of view story of the importance of small business in our country. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to have experts in it, as you would in a longer form documentary.
And
Robert was one of them.
What an amazing person, huh?
Yeah, he's great. But what I was going to say is that he always talks about when you're an entrepreneur, it's the only time you leave a 40-hour a week job to take on an 80-hour a week job.
That's right.
That's one of his favorite
And you lose
phrases,
all the vacations and everything.
Yeah.
So can I ask you a more of a personal question?
Sure.
And I know you're either going to answer it or not, but you got the bug now. You're a content story creator.
Mm-hmm.
And were you hired into Deluxe to do that?
I was hired to really help turn around a 100-year-old brand. So how do you take a brand that's legacy and brand awareness is rooted in one kind of business and evolve it to be known for all the things you do now? And I was also brought into, you know, how do you change that external perception and celebrate the 100th anniversary in a way that is focused on where we're headed as a company rather than focusing on where we've been.
How long ago were you hired by Deluxe?
A little bit over 2.5 years ago.
So 2.5 years ago, I'm starting to do the math, you right away came in going, I got this idea. And it's audacious. You pitched something that's probably against the grain of what they normally have done, right?
Absolutely.
They took a major bet on you.
Yeah.
How's job security right now?
It's great. So I report directly to our CEO. His name is Lee Schramm.
I'm expecting that.
Well,
right?
And he is a huge supporter of this. He has believed in it from day one. The idea came because whenever I started a new company, I like to go out and spend time with the customers. Mm-hmm. I want to understand their pain points, how they make purchase decisions. And it was in visiting these small businesses that I was just so moved by their stories. I said, we have to tell these stories. We have to get out there and share them. Again, all with the hopes that other people would be compelled to support.
You did it in a way to where Deluxe, even though that was the sponsor of all this, wasn't yelled out. It's not Deluxe, Deluxe, Deluxe. It's, hey, here's these stories sponsored by or created by, right? So if you look at other companies that have old, stodgy brands, they're kind of stale. I'm not having them poach what you're doing, but doing something in a very similar way is probably a good idea to get them out of the old and look at the new.
I think, you know, one of the things that I've learned coming out of this is that as a marketer, I think we can all hold ourselves accountable to doing work that matters. Mm-hmm. You can raise brand awareness, you can achieve business results, but you can do it in a way that is purposeful and meaningful and makes a difference beyond just putting more advertising noise
out
there.
You're talking like a 21-year-old, you know that?
Well, right?
Yeah,
I think that's where we're headed as a society, and I'm proud of that. I think we all want to engage with things that matter and make people's lives better. And again, I think you can develop brand. I know you can develop brand affinity by doing those types of things.
So as you went through this, did you also see cause-based missions with all the businesses, or was it something more in the younger businesses that had causes in mind?
That's an excellent question. So some were very cause-based. Some were just actively involved in the communities. You know, the Little League coach or things like that. And then others were just, you know, again, they're creating this sense of community. One of my favorite stories was out of San Francisco. It's this great pizzeria called Mosseria, and it's owned by a deaf couple. And 98% of their customers are from the hearing community. And they are using food, the age-old, you know, tradition of breaking bread together as this bridge between the hearing and non-hearing community.
Wow, that's great.
And it's just phenomenal to see how their community and their customers really rallied around them. They were so proud that they were featured in this. And the great thing is they got articles in San Francisco Chronicle, and the fact that we were able to help them promote themselves as a part of being featured felt good.
So, Amanda, let's just say money wasn't an issue, right? You had an endless budget. What would you do different moving forward now?
I would invest more in paid media to just get the word out.
Yeah, you know, oh, so I think, people to find out more.
Yeah, you know, so people are definitely very enthusiastic and supportive of what we're doing. It, you know, you just always want more people to know. You want more people to be going to smallbusinessrevolution.org and to be engaging with us on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. And we're organically growing that very fast. But it would be great to, you know, invest more paid media in getting the attention.
That's what you would do. You wouldn't go off and again, money's not an issue. You wouldn't create a different type of show, maybe finding a well-recognized host, like get Ryan Seacrest to do it or something like that. Or would you do that?
Well, actually, so in the web series, so we'll be narrowing it down to one during Small Business Week, mm-hmm. one small town. And then this summer, we will be going in and filming the revitalization of that community.
Love that.
And it will be Robert Hershevek
and
myself.
Oh, so you have a big
yes,
name.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So Robert Hershevek and I will be walking in, and I'm representing Deluxe, and the Deluxe team will be working with Robert on really revitalizing the small businesses and the small town. So
you kind of know which city it is, right? Or no? Oh, no, of course
no,
not.
We don't.
It's down to three.
It's going to be
but you know
the
what the three are,
public.
Right?
We're getting close, yeah.
Are they all in different parts of the country?
They are.
They are?
Yeah.
Any one of a surprise?
Nope. You know, what was surprising about it was how hard it was to narrow it down.
Out of almost 10,000, it's
mind
blowing.
There are so many incredible small towns out there that really matter to the people who live there.
Congratulations.
Thank
out
you.
Of all those businesses, quick question, if you had to work for one of them, which one would you want to work for that you interviewed?
Oh, that's a great question. I think I would want to work for Tiny Diner in Minneapolis. It's this great little diner.
That's where you're going to
yeah,
go, right?
Yeah.
There you go. There's a nice little plug. Hey, again, people want to find out more. What's the website?
Smallbusinessrevolution.org.
And once you tell us what the number one city is, town, we'd love to know more.
Okay.
And follow along with that. That'd be great. Thanks a lot for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thanks
Enjoy
for
your
me.
Flight back home.
Thank you.
Yep. And, of course, now we're going to talk about the whole idea of what's going on when it comes to equity crowdfunding. Imagine investing in a company for as little as $5. It's about to happen, and we'll learn more about where it's going and how you need to be prepared for that. Vincent Bradley is going to join us. I'm Ken Rakowski, connecting you to Everything Entrepreneur right here on Business Rockstars.
NASDAQ Private Market has a set of tools and solutions that really help private companies manage their equity from startup all the way through to an IPO.
Well, there's a lot of companies who say, I want to be private longer. I want to fully develop my business model.
So for success for me at MPM is that an entrepreneur will say, I finally have a choice and I can determine the timing instead of having external forces determine it for me.
We try to bring the benefits of the public markets to private companies. So companies go public for three main reasons: access to capital, access to liquidity, and increasing their brand and visibility amongst both investors as well as customers.
Tango's structured liquidity program is probably one of the most important initiatives that we currently have. The feedback from the employees was phenomenal. On the process side, they really helped us. And we want to do it again and again and again with NASDAQ, who is that much of a success.
You might be smart, but millennials are smarter. This is Oren Klav with Pitch Anything, showing you how to close like the pros. Today, if you're an entrepreneur and you have anything to do with technology, you're going to be working with millennials. That's a term that means crazy hacker kids with painted fingernails riding on electric skateboards who live on a diet of Frappuccinos. This demographic of nearly 80 million young adults are born between 1980 and 2000, and they will comprise nearly half of the U.S. workforce by 2020. These kids are constantly updated on new technology, have unlimited access to information, and they all have business cards that say social media ninja. To effectively manage your millennial ninja, you must take into account the factors that set this generation apart from previous ones. So you might be smart, but millennials are smarter. Give them technology. This is Everything Entrepreneur. I'm Oren Klaff with Pitch Anything.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Details.
This is Business Rockstar.
Ken Rutkowski, Business Rockstar, is connecting you to everything entrepreneur, from starting to growing to funding your business. We're here to help you do that. Joining me in the studio, Vincent Bradley's joining us. He's with Flash Funders, which is probably the one-stop shop you need to go to when it comes to equity crowdfunding. If you're going after accredited investors or this whole new big opportunity that's opening up around the May-ish time, where you can go after anybody, Bradley and his company are it, and that's flashfunders.com. And you have a big webinar going on tomorrow.
Yep, so we're going to be talking about what you can do to prepare for the new regulation crowdfunding rules and how you can work with Flash Funders when the rules roll out and we launch.
And people need to understand, again, we're not talking about Kickstarter or Indiegogo.
Yep.
Very, very different.
Yep.
This is not the Pebble Watch, which, quite frankly, Pebble would go through you now if they wanted to, because they validated themselves through Kickstarter.
Yep, so when you raise capital on Kickstarter or Indiegogo, that's not operational capital. That's revenue. You're selling your product.
It's advanced e-commerce.
Yep, exactly. It's a new form of e-commerce, advanced e-commerce. So with Flash Funders, you're actually raising equity capital. You're selling securities, you're selling ownership in your product, you're putting money in your pocket to go hire employees, grow your business.
And that's exactly where you're at now, whole side of raising money. Now, it's interesting, a lot of this where things are going are based upon how your corporation is formed.
Yep.
Right? And let's understand, and when we talk about LegalZoom and use a promo code Rockstar, but it is. There's a LegalZoom promo there, but it does matter what kind of corporation you are, not just with you, but I think with anyone going the equity crowdfunding route.
Yep. So you want to put a lot of thought in, a lot of homework before you make a commitment to raise capital from the crowd, from everyone.
Mm-hmm.
What we're doing at Flash Funders is we're taking care of all the complexity for you. So what that means is that there's a bunch of legal, there's a bunch of compliance, there's multiple classes of stock that are being created, and we don't want to overwhelm you with that.
That's fine.
With that said, we require companies that work with us initially out of the gate to be Delaware C Corps. And that's just because Delaware has...
Yeah, why Delaware? Why not Nevada? Why not California?
Delaware has a long history of precedence within corporate securities law.
Mm-hmm.
They've seen it all. It's corporate securities lawyers like working in Delaware. It's very favorable, business favorable. And our structure that we're creating, so there's going to be a
I know you're trying to illustrate this, make it easy for everyone.
Yeah, there's going to be a greater shareholder, so 20K plus investor, your traditional preferred rights, and there's going to be an under 20K shareholder. This is an investor. They're going to have limited rights.
So you have different pools that are happening inside that corporation.
And to create those two types of investors, you need to be a C-Corp.
Which is different than your LLC and your S-Corp. You can graduate a C-Corp or an S-Corp to a C-Corp. I mean, you can do any of those. You can move them all around.
Yeah, and you and I are not lawyers, so you should definitely have a lawyer.
Got one right there,
this.
By the way, in the other room. Darren Cavanaugh's in the other room. We'll talk to him about it. But this is important on your aspect. Now, the question is this. If somebody wants to go in this direction, should they start changing who they are now today so they're ready for May?
Yeah, what I would say is come talk to us first and talk to your securities lawyer, and let's have a roadmap, let's have a game plan for what we want to accomplish before you transition to a C-Corp. Let's understand the whole big picture first.
Yeah, because there is different tax implications when you're
absolutely
a C-Corp compared to an S and LLC. Yeah. Be aware of that. But you're doing this to make it so it's easier for both flash funders and your customer and the investor.
Exactly.
That's why, okay?
Exactly, and positioning the company to be successful after their fundraising.
Okay.
That's the key.
Only difference right now on to work with you, and I'm going to guess with other companies like you.
Yeah.
C-Corp, Delaware is probably the smart move for you to start with, so you know that's always going to work, right?
Exactly.
You got any knocks on the door yet and people that are excited?
Oh, my God, so many. So many. I can't put too many out there yet because we're still, you know, in the early phases, but there's going to be some really cool companies. I'm excited, Ken, because I'm going to be able to invest $500 or $100.
Not just you, anyone.
Anyone. But just me personally, why I'm excited, because I'm going to be able to invest in businesses that I'm passionate about, and maybe I'm not even looking for an ROI, but I believe in what they're doing, and I want to support them with my capital. And that's exciting.
Will this ever happen where I would go to my E-Trade account and I could see these businesses on E-Trade eventually?
I think if that happens, then Flash Funders is a big, big, big successful business, and that's our hope.
You do want to go in that direction.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I
think you should be able to plug into your Fidelity account, and you should be able to buy stock in public companies as well as private companies, and you should be able to sell your stock in private companies on an exchange like you do with the public stock.
So if I was a startup that had a really cool product, and let's say I'm very niche, okay, I'm niche, let's say in the medical device area, okay, and I've done like an Indiegogo, and I was successful with that, wouldn't it be the next logical move, since I know there is an audience out there, actually a high net worth audience in some cases, to look at a Flash Funders to start doing accretive investing?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, because you just created a big customer base on Indiegogo, and you can now take that customer base and you can convert your customers and turn them into shareholders, which then will become great evangelists for your business. It makes sense. I mean, it's exciting.
What do you want to invest into if you had some money right now? I know you do. So $500, would you do something that is more, please don't take it the wrong way, but like in the cannabis industry or would it be in transportation?
Yeah.
As a young millennial, you're all excited. What would you get excited about to put money into?
Anything to do with autonomous. So autonomous,
That's your area.
Autonomous vehicles, autonomous delivery, and that includes ground transportation, that includes drones. Really hot. It's going to change our world. Think about no more traffic lights, no more street cops, no more parking tickets.
No, your DUIs.
No more DUIs, no more parking garages.
Done.
It will change every aspect of our world. But just think about the tax implications and the income implications at the city level, and then you think about the real estate implications.
I agree. You're right. Autonomous is hot.
It's going to be huge.
And there's a nice little war going on right now. Yeah. I think I showed you this
GM
one kid. Kid out of San Francisco hacked the iPhone. Yeah. I mean, they're all doing it. Yeah. What a great business to be in right now.
It is. It's exciting.
And you're part of it. You're part of this glue that's bringing investors together and companies that want investors.
Yeah, you know, we worked with the company that you know, TestLoop.
Oh, yeah. Love TestLoop. Yep. Really? You're doing stuff with them?
We did a round for TestLoop,
Oh, Raul's great.
Raul is really talented. He's an awesome entrepreneur, and that company is really, 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 really cool.
That's awesome. Okay, so again, the webinar that's going on, it's happening on Thursday. People want more information, go to?
Flashfunders.com. We have some information about it on our site. And the webinar, again, is just going to be all about what you can do to start preparing for Reg CF.
That's it. Get ready for that. I really appreciate you hanging out with us.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, buddy, thanks a lot.
Cheers.
So there you go. Get ready. May 19th.
May 16th.
16th. That's it. 16th is the big day. You want to be ready for that. Get dressed up because the party is going to be a great one, and you want to be part of that party. Right now, go to flashfunders.com. Get more information regarding that big webinar so you are ready for it. All right. There's part of a show. When we come back, we'll talk about chocolate and law. Yeah, we're going to mix them all together. Ken Rakowski connecting you to Everything Entrepreneur right here on Business Rockstars.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
BizTalkRadio.com.